That son of a bitch recording?
Yep.
All right. These guys don't eat, Nick.
Mm.
That's the problem. They're all so hyper-focused on being skinny.
Yep.
And watching their image. They don't understand that to bulk and create muscle, deadly muscle.
Yeah.
You have to eat.
Right? You need calories.
You need calories.
Calories turn into broad strands of muscle. I know. I hung out with Lee Priest. He saw me.
Thick tissue. It's striated like muscle. It becomes muscle in your body.
All right? Yeah, somehow it's done with a staying mushroom.
These guys, they see what they do is they see my body, how skinny and hot I am, and they say to themselves, I got to be like that. They're holding themselves to this standard.
Is that your water or mine?
That's my water, Chris.
When I talked to Chris Lee Priest, he was like, oh, you got to fucking give a guy a head if you're in a threesome.
It's Roy.
Do you want to try my fasting solution?
Mm-hmm.
No. You don't. It tastes like semen.
It's salt. It's salt, salt and magnesium.
And deep fasting solution.
Straight up salt.
It's good.
Now, I do need to hydrate, though. What can I start drinking? I need some Jocko packets or something. Steak sandwich?
You need a steak sandwich is the biggest hydration. It's literally, people say milk. It's not. It's steak.
I'll show you on OBS.
Hydrating with steak?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you know the deal with the hydration, what the best one is?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the best one is, like, eating, like, watermelon and cucumbers, like, getting hydration from, like, fruits and vegetables.
Well, that stuff you're drinking, it's got sort of a bleach taste to it.
Nah, that's a roast beef with hot pepper relish.
Yeah, we do not
Sam is trying to discredit something I've been thinking.
Sam is lying, pathological.
Lying pathological.
What is it, narcissism? Dark triad? It's the dark triad of narcissism and pathologism, Chris, that's making me lie.
Playful. So I have to just laugh.
In a playful way. See, that's the way I make it so that I manipulate you. You have to just giggle at it. You can't really.
Yourself.
Yeah. Did you guys know that if Israel falls. Sorry.
Enough with the shit.
Yeah,
man.
Fuck it.
Come on.
The West is over with if Israel falls.
Is it going to be one of those pods?
It's going to be one of those pods. Also, anybody. Anybody who says that Christ is king, this is the new catchphrase of the right. The psychopaths are wearing the mask of deception for no reason other than jealousy, by the way, to sort of subvert the good part of religion. All religions, by the way, are equally good.
Except for...
I like Jared Leto's religion.
Yeah.
It's the 30 Seconds to Mars religion.
That was a good religion.
Yeah, his was good. It's like where you get long hair and makeup and start rock climbing.
Mm-hmm.
People love that. Praise be to 30 Seconds to Mars. What's the kind of shape you want to have when your sandwich is over?
Looking good. Going hot sideways on it.
Atkins. That's the way I do burgers, no bun.
Yeah, Atkins diet.
Mm-hmm.
Where you eat it sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the good stuff?
This is what I use. I put it in my water.
Is that what I tasted when I tasted that water?
No.
Okay, because that tasted not good.
This
tastes good?
This is good. It's a little salty, but for good reason.
They're not paying us, so we got to blur this out here, for real. It out. I'm not doing sponsorships. Our fans buy shit. More than other, like we have extremely high engagement.
I'm not giving the paleo diet.
Mad people bought those bed things we were talking about. People buy shit we talk about.
Well, bought the bed.
No more free sponsorships. I'm done. I'm tired. Wear it out. Don't even show. We don't use. That's just the site that's there.
This can be blurred out. I just want to know what flavor.
We will make a material difference in top line revenue growth. By mentioning their name. That's why it's blurred and bleeped.
Alex Luke.
Okay.
Is anyone taking the other half of that chicken parm? What a bunch of idiots. I got steak. I got red meat for Sammy. Sammy, you eating that, right?
I'm eating this. I'm going to go with what I got right here.
You're going to eat that too, right?
I'm going to eat that too.
Good.
Now you want roast beef? You can give that
you gotta
too.
You got to have this.
You Luke Green, you can take that
so
right there.
It's so Italian, it's not even funny.
What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is that roast beef?
It's roast beef with hot peppers.
I don't like roast beef.
No?
What do you have right there?
This is chicken parm.
You got chicken parm?
Yeah.
I want one bite of that. Can I have one bite of that?
Here.
Now.
Take a yummy bite of that.
What's up? Give me the left. I'm a leftovers guy. Give me like the last nub.
I'll
take the nub.
I'll break you a nice piece off.
Give me the nub.
So, you like a heel. You like my father. He likes the heel.
I like the heel.
Do you like dragon?
I eat the shit.
Dragon fruit, kiwi lemon.
I would do kiwi lemonade if that's an option. That is, yeah. Of this brand that we don't know what the brand is. But
where
I will
is
be
Andy Dick's electrolytes.
There's also star fruit.
Come on, drink it, you little queer.
Andy Dick's electro guy.
All right, I'll get kiwi lemonade for the office.
What if Andy Dick had a comeback? Did we ever talk about that? What if he had a comeback? Can you imagine what that would look like? It would be impossible because his the combination of age and alcoholism has done it to him. But if he could make a comeback, he's not gonna. That's just fantasy.
You should put him on White Lotus.
Yeah,
you make him do the Today Show.
That would be perfect for him if he was on White Lotus.
Yeah,
that would be amazing. I'm sure all those that like that shit would eat that up. They'd eat it up. They'd eat it up. Scrumdiddlyumptious. Now, Chris, you were showing your recipe how to make a scrumdiddlyumptious bar. Is that correct? What goes into that, Chris?
Oh, my Instagram video where I just I was trying to like jokingly make a tutorial on how to make pulled pork, and then I deleted it. I deleted it because then I started getting the comments. Well, you shouldn't use tinfoil at that temperature because it leaches into the metal.
Get out of here!
And I wanted to be like, what if I wear the tinfoil on my head? Is it harm me then? Fucking f.
what did you make
I
on your Traeger?
First of all, it's Yoder, different company based out of Kansas.
Yeah. I'm not giving Traeger nothing. It's a Yoder?
It's Yoder. Yoder.
Is it good?
It's great.
All right, we're going to bleep that brand name so people know not to buy it without our permission.
But I'll give you a hint. You can chase. It's the name. It was the name that I would pick if we had to do an Amish movie.
Yoder.
What name would you pick if you had to do an Amish movie?
Hamey.
Hamey, it's like
H-A-Y space M-E.
It was
that sounds like the lesbian basketball player.
It's this brand. Remember I was showing you this brand?
It was like a lunar rover.
It was, yeah.
That's the real deal.
That thing looks like it does 100 miles an hour.
But I have,
wheels. It's so ridiculous.
I have like this one.
Why is there no seat on the top?
Yeah. why is there no 6-7-speed transmission?
That's cool. Well, the pig, you put the pig in there and then you kind of RC car it.
You talk to it.
Yeah.
You talk to the pig before you kill it.
But, it's like, well, that people will get away with, barbecue. I don't even want to talk about it.
Barbecue people are like beard oil people. Like they're like knife people, gun people. You got to watch.
I'm going to keep it a secret. I mean,
you can't win.
You got to keep it a secret.
Gun people, you really can't win.
No, you can't.
No, it's. You start talking about guns, it's just, I do guns too.
That's the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
No, I do that too.
You'll blow your hand off.
What did he match it with? I'm like,
771.03 over 6.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
And then I'm just like, I don't know. I don't even have a gag reflex.
I just like it when it goes bang.
Yeah, because like I'm always like bang banging. Why shouldn't my thing in my hands go bang banging? That's how I buy guns.
New gun tuber channel.
Yeah, just a little. Oh, that would be the like Bruno Ali G just buying guns like as the gayest guy in the world.
Just ruining all those hobbies for those people.
Yeah, growing a long beard and being the gayest. Like I'm trying to grow my beard really long, but it's like I keep getting fucking cum all over it. But here's the fucked up. I was doing a bukkake the other night, and someone had blood in their cum.
Ew.
And I was like, all right, mister, I know there's 30 of you in here, but who the hell's got blood in their comm?
I'm going to try woodworking and make a resin table. There's a river going through it.
A river of jazz going right in my butt plug, a wooden butt plug with extra splinters.
So how's the, because I think this is the first pod after the Matan thing release. What's like the post-Matan? Mm. What's the post-Matan?
How'd that go?
It was fun. I could have been better.
People like it?
I don't know. I think people like it because it's fun. But they're like, you ripped Sam off. I don't think they know that we work together. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is like Sam Hyde.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh. But then it's like,
like Matan's funny, but people who are trying to answer questions seriously, like, are you fucking nuts?
Mm-mm.
I wanted a good walkaway where you're like, bring a 500-pound star on, make her make motorcycle noises, talk about Harley Davidson, have fun. And then, like, that was the plan. And I probably could have been a little more dynamic in my dialogue. I could have been, like, saying funnier things, but that's just... Hindsight's always 20/20.
Yeah.
But I had a good time. It was a fun thing.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
It's getting views.
Yeah. It's getting views.
Funny. How many views up to now?
Let's check it out on YouTube.com.
$120, $130.
No, it's funny.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's a BBW prostitute that I met 30 minutes before the set.
Yeah.
I couldn't press her for
It's hard enough improvising with one person that you don't know, but the Indian guys were getting me jammed up.
Yeah.
Like they were fucking up, you know, trying to do their little bit to be funny and stuff.
Yes. And like she couldn't handle much, like her bandwidth was, you know, BPS.
I saw that, yeah.
How was the pee-pee pants guy over there?
He was good. He was, you know, he had a truck on me. He was covered in piss. But like I like the people who go on there and they're like, what did you think was going to happen? You think we're going to have a philosophical debate?
Now he gets some people really jammed up.
Yeah, and it's like, you can see the comments. You would have killed it. You know what I mean? Like you would have been, whoa.
Yeah.
I like it. Oh yeah, you're right. If he had two guns taped to his hands like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like I would have had a great answer for that. Like yeah, if, I don't know. I think it's really funny.
Whitney Cummings went on it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there one of hers?
Yeah, I think he asked her if she's a.
How many does that have?
Probably a lot. He was like, are you a tranny?
Nice.
For today's guest, we have 10 Mile. Welcome in.
Transgender rumors.
We also have
Whitney
Cummings. Welcome in.
Where's the tranny part?
I think there's something to be said about that.
That's not funny.
Okay.
Because you're like, you'd be nice about it. You say something really nasty.
I know, because he's a baby.
But if he sees it when he's older.
Is she funny?
Yeah. I think she knows what's funny. I don't know. I don't mind Whitney Cummings. Maybe because I just think she's so hot.
She's so hot. It's crazy.
She's such an Irish bitch.
Did she have a surrogate baby?
I think so.
Can you look that up, Chris?
She just reminds me of like the wife who would tell me that my breath smells like fruit that we always talk about.
Yeah.
To be like, can you not? What did you forget now? And I'm like,
surrogate is
surrogate. There you go.
Suron Gate.
What can I say?
Does she have a baby? Did she have a baby or not? Is this a joke?
She had a baby. She has a baby.
She did.
I mean, she's breastfeeding.
You might have to damn grok this one.
Let's get it up.
Grok it up.
Yeah. I'm going to simp for Whitney Cummings. You know? Hey, what's up, Whitney? How you doing, baby girl? You used to date Chris D'Elia, right? Yeah, that's cool. What's he like? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I like when he does the make fun of Brian Cowan thing. He's a pretty funny guy. I wouldn't get mad at your past from that. I got you. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. LA is like a big ladder climb. As long as you're comfortable beating your little jizz before you get a big deal, I get it. I understand. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and fucking wax poetic about not sucking cock to get a good job. I get it. Hell, I've done it.
She didn't get it. She did it naturally and she didn't get a surrogate.
Really?
Good for her if that's the case. That's cool.
Oh.
Do you think it's bad if. Do you think girls
surrogates are awful?
But do you think if a woman can't have a baby, she's just fucked? She just
hang it up then. Give it up. You messed up. You fucked it. You blew it. The surrogate thing is like inhuman. It's like inhumane. It's very, very evil.
It's like Westworld.
I agree.
Because the baby gets attached to the mother that's carrying it.
Yeah.
And then you like sign contracts saying that you can't the carrier can't ever see the baby again.
Really?
After becoming chemically attached to this creature for 9 months, it's inhumane. It's a very disgusting process. I think the IVF stuff is not good either.
You know what I knew it was bad? was when, do you remember when Nikki. Melissa Etheridge and her, remember the first case in the public eye of surrogacy was when Melissa, huge Melissa Etheridge had, was it David Crosby be the father? Do you remember that?
No.
It was like in like 1996 or something. Like look up Melissa Etheridge surrogate or maybe one of the fucking, like I remember David Crosby was the dad surrogate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like just some lesbian picking David Crosby to come in a cup. Like that's insane. And ugh. Like I knew it was like fucked up when it was like, okay, this is the first kid. Like I didn't even, like as a kid, I don't know, when did this come out? This is 2000. No, that's not.
This is 2024.
Yeah, but when did the baby do it? Like, when did they actually do that?
When did the baby do
2020?
It?
2020. No.
Overdose. 2020.
27. So this is.
They broke up in 2000.
That kid died of an opioid overdose.
What? What a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, like that kind of shit. And I was like, oh, this is the first case we hear of this. Is like notorious, like number one lesbian. Fucks old dusty ass guy. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm supposed to be like, yay! Fertility! Fertility progression! Old dusty guitar man comes in cup, slams in, has baby, you know. Like,
dies of my hair.
Yeah, it's like Rosie O'Donnell like coming off as like a human when her kid's like fucking shooting herself in the head, yeah. Like slicing the shit out of her thighs and being like, I'm a human, listen to me! Mm-hmm. I'm a fucking rhino with two colored glasses. You ever see, she wears like those fucking Cruella de Vil glasses. Mm-hmm. Shit like that creeps me out.
Look up Trans Metropolitan.
What's that?
And just go to the cover. It's this.
Yes.
Fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Comic.
That's Rosie O'Donnell. She's like, Donald Trump's a loser.
This is like when Bam jumped off the thing like. What will he do next?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to give you what you need. I've been getting into it at bars. I got told off this weekend at a bar.
Oh, be careful, please.
Really?
Please be careful.
No,
man.
No, it's okay. It was a girl I went to high school with. She was, you haven't changed since high school. Here's all I said. I made one joke. Mm-hmm. My wife is prettier than all of you. I said it to like four women.
That's really funny.
It was just like a joke. It was literally like, I mean, I was I was with my friend Andrew Johnson. I was blocking the siding and the interior framing of my house. We worked for like 6 hard hours. And then we were like, my buddy can drink. I'm not going to front. He likes to drink. So we're getting hammered. Like we're at a bar. I get my bill. The bill says, 20 Whalers Rise. It's just me and him. Like the bill was 20 beers. And
yeah.
And like the girl who saw it, who was busting my balls. I went to high school. We were friends in high school. But she's like, you haven't changed one bit. You've always been crazy. And I was like, she's like, you're probably a Trump guy. And I was like, I don't vote, Tracy. Lighten the fuck up, will ya? I was like, we were friends. Let's not make this weird. And she's like, you can't tell people that your wife is prettier than them. And I was like, I just did. And I was like, and then I do the thing where I show pictures of my fucking, I do obese black nudes. Mm-hmm. And then I turn around a picture of a fat black woman. Now, mind you, she's sitting with her husband. So I turn a picture around of like a 400-pound black chick. I'm like, that's my wife. She is prettier than you, Tracy. And she's like, you son of a bitch. Oh, God, you're probably a Trumper, too. And I was like, I'm not a Trumper, but I do want me and my billionaire friends to have access to your reproductive rights. I want to take your ovaries out of you and I want to slam them with cryptocurrency. I want to stick Ethereum in your fallopian tubes and I want to put Solana in your uterus. I want access because we know what's better for you than you. And she's like, you son of a bitch.
Damn.
It was so much. We were like,
that's really funny.
We were twisted. My buddy Andrew's dying laughing. My buddy Andrew like reminds me of Spud from Warmode, actually. Honestly, he's like the same kind of drinker. Like when he drinks, he does the same thing. Because I was drinking with Spud from Warmode like a year ago with Matt McCusker. And I was like, man, you look just like my friend I grew up with. And he does like the same thing. But he was like, ah! Like he's like unrelentingly laughing right in her face. She was so pissed. And her husband was sitting there like this. And I was like, Tracy, it's universal. Like, if you sat here and told me that your husband was the best fucking lay in town, I wouldn't be crying to you. If you're like, my husband rocks my socks, he's the best guy in bed. Mm-hmm. I was, and I'm saying this, I realize like how crazy that is. I'm saying this, mm-hmm. and he's sitting there like this. I was like, dude, what the fuck? Lighten up, man.
That's awesome.
Oh god, it was so much fun. Mm. But I hate when people say like, I hate when people like say shit like that. Like, take a shot. Like, you haven't changed since high school.
Yeah.
I'm like this. Yeah, you're right. I had two kids in high school. Yeah, you're right. I'll keep going. Fuck. You remember this thing from high school? I just pull my pants around my ankles, open my asshole. Remember this bad boy? It's my asshole. I talk about my thing.
Remember like, him?
Yeah, you think I'm going to be pulling my cock out? It's my anus. let me refresh your memory. You might remember what this looks like. And like, I unzip my pants like I'm going to pull my dick out. I turn around, I open my ass. It's my fucking hemorrhoid pink asshole.
That's awesome.
That was fun.
Chris, how you doing? Did you get sleep?
Yeah.
Chris stayed up all night playing. Can we talk about this?
Yeah, I stayed up all night on Tuesday because I was like, you know, I like golf video games. I like the old school ones like Hot Shot Golf and Mario Golf on the N64. So I was looking through my huge ROM list, and I found Tiger Woods PGA
04. Wow.
And I played this game from about 11 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Wow.
And then I heard the birds chirping, and then I had plans to go to the gym with Valentine at like 8, and I just didn't sleep, and I went to the gym.
Huh.
And then, yeah.
Are you still out of it, or are you feeling back to normal right now?
I'm pretty back to normal right now, but yeah. I haven't done an all nighter like that in a long time. I was just compelled by this video game.
Did you order that mouth guard fitting kit?
Yep, rush order.
Good.
What's that mouth? No mouth.
It holds your lower jaw forward when you're sleeping. It's a sleep apnea thing. I use it. It's very good.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the name of it? It's Andy Dick's mouth guard.
It's Andy Dick's mouth cum.
Uh-huh.
It's resin.
I'll put cum in your mouth, you little queer.
Yeah.
That's the catchphrase over it?
And then he clicks his teeth at the end. Yeah.
Shut up. You want to see my penis? Oh, God. You're flipping out because you never saw a dangling before.
But yeah, playing.
That's all the catchphrase, the whole thing.
Two player local co-op type games like from back in the day, they're the best.
Mm.
They're the best.
How many people were on live when you were playing that?
What with this?
Yeah,
this is off. This is before online. This was
2-player local co-op.
Yeah,
yeah, you so play like, with controllers. Two guys sitting next to each other.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like a
custom lobby in COD.
Farmer's market?
Yeah, exactly. Like a couple of lesbians playing Tiger Woods.
At the co-op?
You know Tiger Woods lays pipe, right? I know you girls like vibrators and shit, but you know Tiger Woods fucking slam fucks prop stars.
And in this game, the cutscenes, Tiger's like doing these crazy dances.
Really?
It's fucking
awesome. Tiger's, I saw a video, Tiger's like an innocent, sweet dork, which is really funny. And I just think of him like fucking stars now. Like, because it's a special kind of guy that wants to fuck hot stars.
Is that what he's known for?
He's like known to fuck like hot.
Sports. It's in the game.
I mean, he's a billionaire, but like
stars?
Yeah, like. I've heard he's taken down like a handful of chicks.
Uh-huh.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Oh, VJ.
Tiger Woods, PGA Tour 2004.
This is the intro music.
Yeah.
They chose this song for...
Yeah. Well, I knew DMX was good.
It's a great game, though. But this is back when EA made...
What the fuck is that guy doing there?
Pfft.
Wow. Damn.
It's a good intro. Holy shit. Yeah.
So I loaded that up. I'm like, I'm going to be playing this all night.
That's a good intro. Damn.
Woo! That's what you said in your head.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways.
Do you, are you good at it?
I'm all right. I'm decent. I was getting better towards 4 a.m. And then I had to wake up and do stuff.
I got sucked into Schedule 1. Have you heard of Schedule 1?
No.
Pull that up so we can show Nick.
I'm so surprised, Sam.
Well, it's a really good it's a good game. I put 20 hours into it, and then I got to the point where it becomes like Minecraft in the sense that what you're doing is you're hoarding diamonds. Like there's nothing else you can do at a certain point other than assemble large storage racks of cocaine.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it.
You're just a drug dealer.
It's like Breaking Bad, the game.
Yeah.
You have to grow weed.
It needs a plot line like GTA or something is what it needs. It needs a story mode.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I would play this game. This is funny.
Yeah.
Can you beat up prostitutes and stuff?
No. That's another thing. It needs to be I think it could be a little more
raunchy.
But maybe that's why it went so viral is because it's not really raunchy.
So people will text you and be like, yo, I need two OG Kush packs. All right, I got you. And then I'll schedule in the morning. You gotta go run and like. And then you eventually learn how to make meth and cocaine. And that these are your products that are, you know, do you want to list cat piss for sale?
Whoa.
And then you're running and.
You can list fake drugs?
No. You go and you get.
You buy stuff from the gas station to mix with your drugs.
Yep.
To create like new strains. So you can mix weed with gasoline to make
OG
like
gas.
Antler piss, OG gas.
No way.
Green crack.
Oh, green crack's a real strain, though.
Green crack is one of the base strains that you can use to mix new custom things.
And then you can give your excess supply to drug dealers that will take like 20% cuts and sell it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And but
that's an awesome game.
Yeah, it was fun. But it sold mega.
Yeah.
It went thermo.
Really?
Yeah.
When did it come out?
Like a month ago or something. Recently, yeah.
Who made it?
Two guys.
Yeah. The name of the company is called Tyler's Video Game Studio.
Get out of here.
Estimated revenue, $25 million. That was 2 weeks ago. It's probably more than that. It's even more than that. Yeah. Of course, it's got to be. Everybody's playing it. It's $20. They set the price.
4.5 million.
Nice and high.
A gram.
80 million.
5 million times $20. Copies sold 6.2 million. Gross revenue estimate 50 to 100 million.
Wow.
Yo.
That game was probably developed in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
How long is the playthrough?
20 hours.
But is that long?
I mean, it's not. It's not. It's the playthrough length is just the bagging up weed.
Yeah.
It's like how long can you stand bagging up weed for?
The answer for a lot of people is forever.
Correct. Yeah.
16 years.
Yeah.
The playthrough is however long 16 years is in hours.
Yes.
It's also a game that a lot of people play with their friend. It's like more. It's an experience just doing it with your friends, and you can do it solo or with your friends.
How many hours in a year? 360,000? Am I way off?
8,760.
So 8,760 times 15 is a million change hours?
131,000 hours.
131,000 hours is the playthrough.
15 years.
Wow. You could grow dreads while you're playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even... That made me miss weed.
Mm.
That made me, like, really actually...
Nostalgic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, yeah, weed's fun.
Yeah.
But it's not. Two people overdosed from fentanyl in their weed. Two old women in Rhode Island. How does... I gotta talk to a weed
I think
girl.
Nobody puts fentanyl in weed.
that's it's I like.
Well, if they do, you're fucked. So you got to be careful.
But I mean, but now, thankfully, nowadays people when they do smoke weed, they just buy it from the fucking store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think where it came, I think that's where it came from.
What?
Yeah, I think it came from
that. That had to be an employee's fent bag must have like kind of slipped into the weed.
Oops.
Well, that's what they do at Mother Earth Wellness. They put fent in the weed.
Yes. Yeah, Mother Earth Wellness.
That's our local dispensary, Mother Earth Wellness.
Yes.
And when they lace it with fentanyl.
And when we signed our lease here, they didn't say that there'd be a weed festival in the entire building once a year. They didn't mention that part.
They do the weed festival here in the hallway.
They smoke weed in the
No, they don't smoke it, but they've got all the CBD tents and distributor.
So
take
gay.
All the
product
power.
Tents, yeah, it
all
is gay.
Electric power.
Weed guys are as bad as gun guys.
They grow. They're worse.
They're worse.
They got to be worse.
It's so gay.
And they want to, and also they want to give you mad of it for free.
Yeah,
they're like, dude, I'm gifting you some product. This stuff you'll this is like boutique stuff mm-hmm. or what? This is like
you can't get this.
This is butter.
That's like saying these. Oh God, it's boutique air or something. Boutique tissues.
This is butter.
Yeah, this.
This there is boutique butter though.
This is Jim Crow. It's OG.
Man, have you ever seen how
this is Michael Knight?
Who's Michael Knight?
Knight Rider.
Oh, really?
Shh.
This is Andy Dick's weed.
This is what Jerry Garcia smoked in the 60s.
Yeah, this is what Cherry Garcia smokes now. Dude, on the way here, I forgot to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl, a homeless white chick, sitting right in an Eve over there.
Sexy.
Everybody here says they drove by her.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and there's this, she's like laying in like a, you know when like a door is like 3 feet recessed inside mm-hmm. like a commercial building?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's laying kind of like this, and her foot is in this Dominican guy's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And this Dominican kid does not look homeless. He's got like a fresh temp.
He's massaging it.
He's massaging her foot.
Yeah.
As I get closer, I'm like, yo, what's that? He puts her whole foot in his mouth and starts sucking on her toes. And she's there like this.
Whoa.
And I was like, yo.
Wait, like near here?
Right, like 70 feet down the road right here.
Like that.
Is it
going
recessed in this? Like
yeah.
On our side of the street?
Yep.
Yeah, I know which doorway it is too.
Yep.
It's like an orange building?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
With the blankets?
Yep.
That's the fun recess.
That's the fun. That's the mm-hmm. recess. And it's recessed in the childlike sense.
For homeless guys.
Yeah. Foot fetish.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine sucking on a homeless girl's foot?
That's pretty crazy.
That's unbelievable.
Sometimes you got to just get it, though.
That's the second time in 2 days. I don't know what it is. Like, if we're living in a simulation, there was a hot homeless girl. This guy was giving on TikTok. I saw him give $45 gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell this girl, like, 6 months ago was hot.
Mm.
She had, like, expensive tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
She had, like, a pretty face. She was, like, 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was giving away, like, $5 gift cards in like handfuls.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, here you go. Go get yourself some groceries at 15. And she gave it to like him and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh my God, thank you. I appreciate this. And I'm like looking at her. I'm like, wow, I haven't seen hot homeless girls since California.
Damn.
Like that's a girl who went to Burning Man and ran out of money.
Damn.
And then started taking meth and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could run her through a car wash and she would be a wife somewhere.
Damn.
Yeah. Anyway.
What a world.
What
poor,
a world.
Poor bastards, man.
Yeah, because the homeless girls I see around here look like fucking, they look like the toys from like Toy Story 3 with like the, like you give them to daycare centers and the buttons are popped out like. That's my impression of every female homeless girl around here. Like in Los Angeles, they would be like, well, maybe, you know, like, yeah, you're pretty cute. Here, it's literally, it looks like a Salvation Army toys from, like, 1996. With, like, you know, cherry jelly on them. Shit like that. Yeah. God. But, yeah. So, this girl was getting her foot sucked. And then, you know, it's so weird because I'm sitting there driving, you know, 10 miles an hour, jerking the shit out of my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Why are you looking at him? I'm like, bro, you're sucking on a girl's foot in the middle of the public.
I'm getting suspicious of my neighborhood getting a little turning the other way.
Oh, really?
Bit. Like very. I mean, I'm still
not good. We don't like that.
It's more so like not where I live specifically in my neighborhood, but mm-hmm. sort of like the town center. Uh-oh. Area.
Damn.
I'm praying. I'm hopeful. I'm hoping things are going
to
be all right.
Time to list, Chris.
Nope. Can't. The location's too good.
Yeah, it's true. I do like that area.
It's too crispy.
Like that area you live in. The ocean front.
Yeah. Yes. Patuxent Village. But yeah, we'll see. Who cares? We'll be fine.
It's always fine. There you go.
Care to comment?
They're module.
Hey, guys, remember to get OC White mic arm.
OC White mic arm, where your arm is the mic arm.
Become the mic arm.
Wow.
Let's talk about science and literature and art and history.
Yeah.
I read The Crying of Lot 49 by Thomas Pynchon.
How was that?
Made me really mad.
Really?
Yeah. It pissed me the fuck off.
What was it about?
Which I think is bad because it's like a smart guy book.
The Crying Thomas of what? Pynchon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to like it, I think. Yeah. I fucking hated it. People are probably going to pick me apart for this, but it's like deliberately obscures what's going on to make it's not even worth talking about.
Let's do this. Let's go to ChatGPT. Summarize The Crying of Lot 49 in 10 words.
This thing fucking sucks, man. I'm sorry. This book sucks dick. I fucking hated that book.
I was reading Sartre the other day.
Were you?
Yeah. And
really?
And I was sitting on a vase.
Mm-hmm. What kind of vase?
A pretty wide one, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest with you, my ass doesn't hurt after reading Sartre.
Yeah, ChatGPT summarized The Crying of Lot 49 in one paragraph.
Yeah. In three words.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's a big book. That's like one of the ones.
The Crying of Lot 49.
Isn't that
it's on like the recommended, like,
yeah.
You're supposed to read it and like it and be like, whoa, holy shit.
Yeah, you can.
Holy shit.
How many words do you want to summarize it in?
15 words.
49 words. Oedipa Maas uncovers a centuries-old secret postal service, Tristera, while executing her ex-lover's will. As she digs deeper, signs of conspiracy blur reality, sanity, and truth. Her quest spirals through strange clues, eccentric characters, and cultural chaos, ending ambiguously at a mysterious auction, The Crying of Lot 49.
Oh, okay.
This is what we listen to in the car for 4 hours between states.
No, we listen to
Jack Vance.
The Book of Dreams, the fifth Demon Prince's book.
Same.
Which was unbelievably good.
Sounds the same
good.
Exact thing to me.
Fantastically good.
It's about scrotums.
It was amazing.
I like that there's an auction in it.
There is an auction in it, but you don't really get to see what happens at the auction, so it's not really
is it a cliffhanger?
Alley. It's a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is the juice really worth the squeeze with this reading stuff?
Yes, but not with this bullshit.
No?
Okay.
No.
Is it like the Berenstain Bears where they get healthy? And they change their ice cream out for frozen yogurt?
Well, no, you should read books that feel like they're ice cream.
Yes.
You should read books that are fun and make you happy.
I think if you read this book, you get an auto pass to take intellectual high ground with anyone at a bar anytime.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would love to be hanging out with people
like
that.
Look up Twitter. Look up The Crying of Lot 49. See what people have to say on Twitter. Some guy got a tattoo of the, there's like an emblem of the secret postal service this guy got a tattoo of. It doesn't make sense why people are like bugging out. They love this book so much. You got an extra Y in there that's going to throw your results off there, buddy.
I thought Grok would
fix it for you.
Yeah.
No. Comparatively digestible Pynchon, just a bizarre sketch of increasingly convoluted paranoid coincidences and conspiracies circling around the symbol of the muted postal horn. Scroll this book exclamation point fire. Scroll down. People love this thing. I don't get it. Maybe I'm stupid. Didn't really need a second copy, but then apparently I did. Keep going down. Next one. There's one that's like, keep going. Downside of Pynchon and back in the consciousness. A lot of people get recommended.
Just the shortest book as a starting point.
He's got run-on sentences in it that are like half a page long, which I think stylistically is fine if they're needed. But he does it is like a parlor trick.
His prose is obnoxious.
It's obnoxious in the he's like he goes out of his way to make prose that's like obscure and difficult to parse deliberately just for the sake of making it difficult.
Yeah.
And I guess that's like a postmodernist thing. Like the book is supposed to feel like you're supposed to feel like you're in the conspiracy that Oedipa Maas is trying to unravel, but the end it would be like making a film like blurry and hard to see.
Yeah.
So that you can't tell what's going on.
With crashing noises just to fuck with you.
Yes.
And is it does he use any like alliteration or other than run-ons, does he have any like techniques that are like repeating that drive you crazy?
He does this thing with naming people. Like he'll like the main character is Oedipa Maas. There's another character.
That's what I picked up on.
Type in crying of lot 49 characters.
Hold on, I bet you I can guess them.
Yeah.
Oedipa Maas meets meticulously with Fearnam Drynumkiller.
Do you want a list?
List right there. Yeah, Pierce Inverarity. Scroll down.
Mucho Maas. Yep. Yeah. Is this science fiction or no?
No. Mike Fallopian, Manny DiPresso. Keep going down. Randolph Driblet, Clayton Chiklets, Dr. Hilarious.
Nefastus.
Genghis Cohen, Emery Boyd. It is funny, but it's like he does it so much that it's just...
Does he talk in like actions and swiftly moving through the crowd as her fingers danced atop a glass?
No, it's not like flowery like that. It's just dense. Like there's so much detail in it that doesn't need to be.
Yeah. Gotcha.
In there.
Does he set scenes well and paint pictures of rooms that you don't give a fuck about that
no.
don't move the story along?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Trying to find something.
I feel like that's why I found that stuff with what's his face? And it like turned me off on like reading heavy is when prose gets too ridiculous. And it's like, all right, there's enough of that now. I feel like the prose is like Party Monster the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But at least Party Monster the movie had like a crazy, you know, ending or like the stakes kind of kept on going up and it was really preposterous. It actually wasn't that kind of movie, but I don't know. It was just like really weird to watch. But like the writing, when you're reading it, you're like, all right, man, I get it. Like
you can tell the author's trying to do something.
Yeah.
Like elaborate and clever, and it's not complimenting the story and the experience of reading it. It's not one of the more important things is to hide the hand of the artist.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want people looking at something you made and like seeing how you made it or why you made it or being able to like sort of reverse psychoanalyze you, the author, based on what you've written. You want it to be kind of its own thing that is experienced like it's not a
standalone art piece.
A standalone thing that's not in the author's mind.
Right.
Let's go back to Twitter here.
Sorry, I was just
like Kurt Vonnegut. Stuff like that. You ever read all the Vonnegut stuff?
I read Slaughterhouse 5, I think.
Yeah. I read like 3 Vonnegut things, and like by the end of it, I was like, is this what
did you like it or not?
I enjoyed the fact that people had a distinctive prose.
Yeah.
But it would be like the equivalent of keep showing up to car shows and jerking off Carol Shelby. He changed the millimeter on the turbo 5 degrees. What's this one gonna do? Whoa, this one's got less weight. Whoa. And like it's just as a whole,
mm-hmm.
I felt like I was losing hours and hours. And I mean, I should read. I'm fucking stupid. I shouldn't say that. I can do better things with my time than not reading. So,
Trevin, cut this part down because we're both illiterate.
Yeah, we both don't know how to read. I'm stupid. So, I don't mind people.
Don't cut it out, but just cut it down. Cut it out and end it with the part where we're saying cut it down because we're illiterate morons. I read a book.
I
was good. It had the alphabet in it.
Well, you read a lot of books.
It didn't have pictures in it.
I read The Power of Believing by Can you look up The Power of Believing? Charles told me to read this. And it's basically just like a manifestation kind of shit. The Power of Believing by down by
Power of Believing by Raymond E. Smith.
Raymond E. Smith.
No, no.
It looks like that's the one.
Maybe that's not
it. It's got a 4.5 out of 5 on Amazon.
We got The Power of Believing by Samantha Grace.
Yeah, it's probably that one instead. No,
we got The Power of Believing by The Power of Belief by Ray Dodd.
This is about this is about manifesting.
It's about like the power of thought and belief, like belief in it's kind of as honestly, not to be weird, as a car salesman, it's the most no shit thing.
Yeah.
Because you're like this, the only way to sell 30 cars is you got to say you're going to sell 30 cars and you don't stop until the dust is cleared and you treat it like a football game with clocks. It's kind of like you have to kind of like use the power of thought and I like outline and identify your goals, your wants, your needs, et cetera, and like manifest them. And it's like, yeah, no shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to sit like this. You know, I know people think I'm like a lughead, but like, yeah, I have a very distinct picture on how I'm going to be at 41 years old, never mind 50. And it looks a lot different than it is right now. And it's, I use them and I torture myself over them. I'm not sitting back whacking my fucking cock and being like, why isn't it happening? But like, I don't need a book to tell me how to do that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, no shit. You know, like, and I don't even know people who don't do that.
I don't know anybody who doesn't do that.
I know. Like, I know Dominican car salesmen that do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not, never mind intellectual guys that I respect for their brain power. But, like, I don't know if that was like, hey, Sam, you know what you need to read? ABC 123. It's about, it's a book by The Little Mouse. You know, maybe Chuck was trolling me. Yeah. But it was that one. It was, I don't think he was doing that. But it was, he likes like a there was a few of them. And then, oh, fuck, I haven't been, I bought a bunch of books on, Audible.
Yeah.
You rock your Audible hard?
I don't like the new voice actors.
No.
That's kind of something that bothers me when there's like a book that's they'll do the good voice acting's from the 60s, 70s and 80s, but the sound quality is usually bad cuz they're at some point they got passed through cassette tape. And so the companies that buy the rights to these books, they'll be like, "Oh, it's got cassette tape in it. Let's just throw away all this amazing voice acting and hire some to redo it, CD quality audio." So that's what a lot of audiobooks are now, is like some guy that's got a really annoying voice and doesn't understand how to read, doesn't even understand how to read, reading the book.
Is it The Power of Thought?
The best voice actor is Roy Avers. The Roy Avers read through of Book of the New Sun is unparalleled.
Are you talking about Swami?
Gajmeet?
Yeah. This guy knows what he's talking about. He's a big
Cut on his head.
He's a big character.
I have the same cut on my head.
He makes a lot happen. He's a mover. He's a shaker. He's a big mover and shaker type guy.
He's a stand-up comedian in London.
He's a power player. Yeah.
he's doing an exit right now on a he's got a PE firm doing an exit right now.
God damn. Was it a Napoleon Hill book that Chuck recommended?
No. It was like I gotta get this. It's gonna bother me because you're gonna know these books because you guys.
Think and Grow Rich.
Think and Grow Rich. Every day I wake up and I say I'm rich and I will grow, and it's the power of thought that brings me there.
It's
the power of thinking brings me to the next level of richness and growth. This is what I know.
The magic of believing.
For a fact.
Is this a Disney Channel show?
Yes, it's called The Magic of Believing. It's a Disney Channel with
The Magic of Believing.
Cameron Pavel Beer.
Oh, is it a Claude Bristol piece?
Yes.
There
Claude
we go.
Bristol, yes.
Claudie B.
Yeah.
A successful businessman reveals the secrets behind harnessing the unlimited energies of the subconscious. Millions of readers have benefited from these visualization techniques, which show you how to turn your thoughts and dreams into actions that can lead to enhanced income, happier relationships, increased effectiveness, heightened influence, and improved peace of mind.
Like, I want to do bukkake on a pig. Can you look up breeds of pigs? No, I'm interested. Sorry. But yeah, that one's a good one. And then have you ever read Acres of Diamonds?
What the hell is that?
By Russell Conwell?
No.
The Richest Man in Babylon?
No, what is that?
Those are the Richest Man in Babylon, Feeling is the Secret, Acres of Diamonds, and Those are the ones I'm working on next.
Are these Chuck books?
Yeah. I'll read them. And by read them, I mean listen to them on the plane between stand-up shows.
Acres of Diamonds?
Yeah.
And what was the last one? The Power of Stand-Up Comedy?
The Power of Stand-Up Comedy by Whitney Cummings. Feeling is the Secret and The Richest Man in Babylon by... I think I bought The Richest Man in Babylon in paperback.
So we got that. And we got... Feeling the Secret.
What's The Richest Man in Babylon? Can you go to the Wikipedia article?
Yep, I sure can.
Financial advice?
Oh, I read this. That's so weird that I bought this. I bought the fucking, I bought the paperback of this, and then I started reading them. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I started reading this when we were writing World Peace 2.
Hmm.
Babylon. I think that's modern day Iraq.
Yeah. We don't know how to read.
Hila, Iraq. That's where Babylon was.
Actually, we're geography nuts.
Yeah, all we know is geography.
Do you want to play Geography B?
Sure.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's do that. Let's Chris, go. Can we do the guess the shape of the country?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that. Yes, yes.
What happened? What are we talking about here? We got a. This is a show.
This is a show. They're going to love this.
They're going to love this
People
part.
Are going to love this.
All right.
Do I have any updates, Chris? Do we have any updates from the office here? Did anything happen?
There's stuff that's... No, we're just working hard.
I've been kicking ass.
Really?
Yeah.
World Peace 2 is coming out.
Oh, I know this one. You guys won't know this one. I hope.
Is it Augmented North?
No, it's yeah. So it's like, it's how you see it.
That's not Italy?
No.
No, it's not Croatia.
If I'm guessing correctly, it's an extremely small country. It's a micronation.
Do they rotate it?
No.
That's
so that's north is north.
Yeah, north is north.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's a country?
Shit.
I believe it's a micronation, I'm pretty sure.
You believe it's a micronation?
If it's what I think it is. And if you need another hint, I can give you the continent.
Oh, yeah, give me that hint.
It's Europe. If I'm correct.
No. I don't know what that is.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Small, small, small. Think of every tiny country, comically tiny country you can think of.
It's not. What's the one on the side of? Not Morocco. The other one.
How big are the Maldives?
The Maldives are small, but that would be a bunch of clusters of islands.
What's the one on the south of France?
Fucking Angola.
Do you want the name of that?
Is this in Southeast Asia?
No, it's in Europe.
That's what I thought it was.
This is in Europe.
If I'm not mistaken, you know it's the one Nick's talking about right now.
It's not Morocco.
This is in Europe.
What the fuck?
It's Monaco.
Monaco. That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
I think it's Monaco.
I would guess it's Monaco.
Damn.
Yes, it is. Because I was right there on my, yes, Monaco.
Wow, you guys are good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no, I was
good.
You
got it. You got it. Good job, Chris.
Nick, you're good at this, man.
No, we'll get it. All right, keep going.
Yeah, let's go. Come on.
Okay.
More.
Next game.
Okay, next. Is there a next game?
What is this piece of shit?
You just share, that's it?
Come on, man.
Can I do more?
That's all you can do?
No, this is probably one that you can do.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Come on, man. There we go.
Come on, man.
United States.
Come on, man. Give me something
hard.
Give
me something hard.
Give me a hard cunt.
You want me to fight a retard? Come on, baby.
Give me a hard cunt. Come on, man.
Next game. Come on.
0 km. Good. Ooh. Oh, that's one right there. That's country.
It's Ireland. No. Is that Ireland? No.
No, it's definitely not Ireland.
No, that's.
I don't know it yet. I'm thinking it's. It might be a Balkan country, or.
Estonia.
Yes, it could be No, it's. It's. Oh well, the good thing is if you guess it. Like,
boom!
It'll give you the. So it's 6,000.
7,000, 6,500, 6,600 kilometers away from Estonia.
Southwest. So, so it's probably Balkan. So let's
7,000 miles away from there? 6,000 kilometers?
Yeah, so let's do
1,600 miles. 16,000 miles away. Fuck this. A bench.
Closer.
It's a bench.
Getting closer.
Oh, it's is it Tunisia?
Chris.
Nah, now you get farther away.
Now you get too far away.
Oh, it's in Africa. It's in Africa. It's Eastern Africa.
Eastern Africa?
Eastern Africa. It's what's the other one?
Ethiopia?
Is it Tanzania? I think it's Tanzania.
I knew it was
not. No, it's not in Africa. Oh, 88% closer?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's west of Tanzania. So it's not the DRC.
Oh, Zimbabwe. It's Zimbabwe.
It's
I'm gonna say Ivory Coast. Côte d'Ivoire. Ivory Coast.
No, Congo's
no,
huge. Congo's
it's
gigantic.
Congo, come on.
Oh, it's Congo?
Yeah,
wow.
It's the Congo.
Fuck me.
Oh, that's all right, keep going.
I should have known. I knew I did say it was so I won that one actually. Which is Congo.
Shit.
That right there
that's
is
Paraguay. Try Paraguay.
Paraguay. We're going to Paraguay now.
Oh,
you're way off on that, Nick.
Fuck me. Fuck my butt.
It's Slovakia.
Yeah, Slovenia.
Maybe? No.
Oh, Slovenia.
Oh, is it Lithuania?
This is good.
No, it's Hungary.
Ah, it's Hung.
I think.
Speaking of which.
No.
What?
East of Hungary is
not Croatia.
Bulgaria. No.
Albania?
Is it Georgia?
No.
Is it Turkey?
Burkina Faso?
No. Something.
You're in the Balkans.
Bulgaria. Yeah. It could be Bulgaria. It looks Bulgarian to me. Oh, shit.
North
fuck.
Bulgaria is
Romania.
Yes, it's Romania. Romania.
Yeah.
I knew it. That's what I said.
I said nigger.
I knew it
Damn
was
it.
Those Saints. Romanian niggers. Another one for me. Ha ha. Is that Ireland?
No.
That's
no.
England. Or is that.
Looks like a pile of shit.
Finland?
Is Northern Ireland a country? Is Northern?
Oh, it could be Finland or Sweden or something.
No, it's
looks like a piece of shit.
Yeah, it looks like a nice turtle. It's like a piece of shit.
It's not.
Looks like a duck growing out of a big mountain side of shit. It's falling down.
I like it when it's in the map.
All I need to know is where Malta is.
Malta is south. It's an island between Italy and Africa.
I fingered the ambassador to Malta's daughter.
Is it Cyprus? No.
No, this is Albania, I think. No. What's north of Albania?
Is it Georgia?
No.
Is it Egypt?
No, north of Albania is
I like when they're placed on the map.
They just show it on the map, then we'll guess it.
That's what you want to know. Oh,
yeah, you
come
know,
on.
That's too easy.
That's too easy. It's not that
it's
easy.
Easy. Albania, above
I like
Albania
to put the circle
is,
block in the circle. Of the
I want ABC 123 by the little mouse.
Serbia. Oh,
Serbia.
Sir, what's this ad? Okay.
No. I want to play that game now.
Oh, no.
Audi R8. Extreme car driving simulator.
Hell yeah. You drive.
Add the extension. Click add.
Yeah, daycare extension.
Click open. Open it. Bing search for rewards. Add to Chrome. Hit add extension. Yes. Now we can weigh in the game. Now we can play the game.
Now we can play.
All right.
Now we're going to play the game. You installed Microsoft Rewards on your browser. What's next?
Anyways.
Let's play phone games and capture the OBS from the phones and combine them into one screen.
I'm good.
Don't do it.
I got United States and Canada, so I'm good.
Fuck that. That's some.
That's got to be whales.
Piece of shit.
What's that? What did you put in that?
It's Chris Lynch.
Tunisia. Look at Chris.
Chris memorized all these shitty countries.
Damn it, Chris.
Is that the Indonesia, Philippines?
Yeah, this could be.
Micronesia?
Is it. This is where the pygmy-headed cannibals live. Svalbard.
Wow.
And Jan Mayen. Jan Mayen.
This is like fucking. This is in Malaysia. No, this is
Indonesia.
What the fuck is this? No, I mean, Indonesia's.
It's not that.
What do the Philippines look like?
Philippines are a little bit more like a draped vertically.
Vertically draped.
So it's way okay. So we're looking at like the Cook Islands, like
Damn, Chris is a master geography.
Damn, Chris, you're better than I thought.
Chris damn, knows his shit. West, here we go.
Is it east? Is it Timor Leste?
It's eBay.
Wow, oh, Chris.
Timor Leste.
No, I don't know where this is.
Where is it?
Fiji? Is it Fiji? I don't know.
That's not Fiji.
Oh. The Falkland Islands are interesting. It is Fiji.
Chris.
It's not Fiji. The thing's broken. That is Oklahoma.
It's the southwest coast of Africa, right?
Yeah.
Southwest coast of Africa.
Or it could be like, it's not Libya.
No, it's not. It could be. Just Libya. Be right.
No, it's at Africa. The bottom. It's the what's
left
the,
of South Africa?
Yeah.
Northwest of South Africa?
Is it Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe's on the right, I think.
Welcome to Zimbabwe.
Wow, you're so close.
Welcome to Zimbabwe. We are going to eat you. We are black.
I'm going to cheat a game with my friends.
We are
Africa map.
We are from Africa. We are black. We eat you.
You are my son.
Kill white people. Kill our children.
Namibia.
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 I knew it was Namibia.
I knew that was there.
I knew that
some of these are easy.
That's Maine.
Is that Yemen? Island, is it
idiot.
Oman or Yemen?
That's Rhode Island. You
it
idiot.
Might be Oman.
It's Yemen.
It's Oman.
Oman.
Of course, it's Oman.
Oman. I got that right.
Oman.
Yeah,
Oman.
I love that area. I like the way that people look.
That's a fake country. That's not real.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit mde.tv.